On October 29th, 1953, a new era in the university's history was officially opened with the inauguration of Dr. Logan Wilson as the president of the university. Chancellor James P. Hart presided over the ceremonies and presented Chairman Tom Seeley of the Board of Regents, who introduced Dr. Wilson.
In the relatively short time that has elapsed since his coming, he has earned the respect, the admiration, and even the affection of the Board of Regents and of all of those who are closely associated with him in the work of this institute. I freely and deeply, sincerely predict that the history will recall as one of the major accomplishments of this Board of Regents, its selection of Dr. Logan Wilson as the president of the University of Texas.
Chairman Seeley then formally invested Dr. Wilson with the powers of his office, and the new president delivered his inaugural address.
The Constitution of Texas provided that the legislature shall establish, organize, and provide for the maintenance, support, and direction of a university of the first class. As early as 1839, the Congress of the Republic of Texas ordered a site to be provided. It is thus evident that the founding fathers of Texas, who were men of vision, were also men of action. Many of their immediate political successes, however, seem to lack these characteristics. For 42 years, the legislature wrangled about the whole matter. Some insisted upon two universities, one for each sex. Others wanted a university for each section of the state. One spokesman argued for his village as an ideal site because it was many miles from the nearest railroad and hence remote from the temptations of the city. It was not until 1881 that the present location of the main university was finally decided upon. Although sectional considerations delayed the university's establishment, the small group of individuals who were chosen as the first faculty were by no means a provincial lot of pedagogues. Perhaps a desire to demonstrate this fact led them to hold their first faculty meeting in Nashville, Tennessee, instead of in Austin, Texas. In 1883, the University of Texas opened the doors of its sole building, optimistically called the main building. At the turn of the century, almost two decades later, the university in Austin had an enrollment of 750 students, a faculty of 44, a library of some 32,000 volumes, and an annual budget of $130,000. To place these figures in a broader perspective, it may be noted that the state of Texas then had a population of 3 million persons and a total tax revenue of $3 million. The present annual budget of our university, by the way, is more than three times as large as the state's total tax revenue in 1900. That, of course, is not the only startling difference in Texas finances then and now. In those days, Texans paid an average of only $1 per capita for all state taxes, but the per capita income was only $180. Few young people ever thought of going to college, and only one in 25 completed high school. During the last 50 years or so, the university and the state have come a long way. The university now has an enrollment of 14,000 students, a library of more than 1 million volumes, one of the most modern and extensive educational plants anywhere, a faculty and staff numbering several thousand, and a capital endowment that ranks second among universities in the United States.
The president briefly outlined the present and future plans for making the university realize its founders' intention to give Texas a great university, and concluded by saying,
"We Texans are rightfully proud of Texas, its people, and institutions. But for altogether too long, we have been content with something less than the best in education, the most important of all our collective endeavors. It is doubly important that the very capstone of our whole system of public education, the University of Texas, should become, as was intended over a century ago, truly a university of the first class. In concluding, I want to express my firm belief that in time we can have here a university second to none. I think the time to start working toward this end is now. Thank you."